I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
By the way, you know, if you are a New York Jet fan, your team handed out over $105 million guaranteed to four players. Think about that. Le'Veon Bell, CJ Mosley, Jamison Crowder, and Bellamy, Josh Bellamy.
That's incredible.
$105 million guaranteed. And if you really want, if you remove Josh Bellamy, I think you got about 2.7 of that 105. So it's like 102 and change for three players.
Got to be thrilled. Team wants to win.
Money.
Committed to win. Spending to win. And they said they were going to do it, and they went out and have done it so far.
You just hope that they spend it on the right guys. Now, I think Mosley and Crowder are the right guys. I'm sure Bellamy will enhance the Jets' best part of their team last year was their special teams. So I think he will enhance that. But you just got to hope that Le'Veon Bell comes in with a clear head and he's ready to rock and roll and he's motivated. And you know what? It may take Jamal Adams to get him motivated. Remember this whole thing between he and Jamal Adams last year?
Well, yeah, and then he's, which is ironic now because he put out there, I'll give you $60 million and we'll get you $60 million to come play for us. He says it's going to take more than $60 million to play for the Jets.
Oh, no, it's not.
And it wasn't, right. Yeah, just a couple of years later. So that whole thing got botched by Le'Veon Bell. He overplayed his hand. But I just hope that in that year off, he got all the bullcrap out of his system. The recordings of albums, the jet skis, the eating, the Instagram, whatever he needed to get out of him, hopefully it's out, and he loves football enough to go out there and kick some ass this year and the length of this contract. Joey Waller is here with us this morning. You picked a good day to be here, Joey.
You
good
think?
Morning.
Nothing going on this morning, right? We will start, of course, with what else but the Knicks? Kidding, of course.
The Knicks.
We are brought to you by Boomer. Virgin Atlantic nonstop to London. Business is an adventure, so let it fly. And it's not often two of football's top handful of offensive players change teams within just hours of each other. Le'Veon Bell, reportedly a Jet. Odell Beckham, a former Giant. We start with OBJ, traded to the Browns for first and third rounders this year, the 17th and 95th selections, plus safety Jabril Peppers. And Beckham, of course, signing that mega deal last year when owner John Mara sure sounded at the time like it was going to be forever.
To do. And, you know, we feel good about having him on our team for the next 5 years.
You know, it sounds stupid now, but, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. changed again. You know, he acted like a real pro there for a while and then all of a sudden went on ESPN and changed again. And there's probably people in his camp that are telling the Giants, look, he doesn't want to play with Eli Manning anymore. Eli's gotten him hurt a couple times, all that kind of crap. So, you know what? They sold high. They got Jabril Peppers as well. He's a safety. They needed a safety. He's cheaper than, you know, what they would have paid for the box safety that got all that money down in Washington and Landon Collins. And they got a third-round pick along with that first-round pick. So now they have the draft capital to do whatever they want to do this year in the draft. If they want to move up and get somebody, if they want to stay pat and just add two quality players in the top 32 picks, they could do that as well.
Yeah, the ideal situation would be for Dwayne Haskins to be there at six for them so they don't have to trade any more picks. They can use all the picks.
Are the Giants going to draft a quarterback, Paul?
No. Does he still feel that way today, I wonder? I mean, you know, we should just get him on just for the one question. Just and then just say goodbye. Say, I'm going to ask the same question again to Paul Dottino and see if I get the same answer
this
morning.
So if Paul Dottino was listening to Dave Gettleman and John Mara for the last 6 months, he would have never thought that Odell Beckham Jr. would have been traded.
Right.
But it's so obvious that they had to trade him, especially in light of what happened with Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
And a great transition, Boomer, because more recently, of course, at the NFL Combine, GM Dave Gettleman asked if he planned on trading Beckham.
Him as well.
We didn't sign him to trade him, if that's what you're asking me.
He'll be here.
You hear what I said?
I love the laugh
You idiots. Right. How could you come up with such a ridiculous notion?
Well, things change and things stay fluid. You know, the other thing was interesting. I think Antonio Brown was out in Oakland yesterday.
Okay.
And I think he was saying that he was working out or going to go work out with Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of this stuff is legit and official until this afternoon, mm-hmm. like at 4 o'clock.
Right.
So if he goes out there and works out with Derek Carr and gets hurt, none of this stuff is official. He shouldn't be allowed to be there. Like, I don't even know why he's even there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a silly rule, right? We all know he's going to be an Oakland Raider, but...
Yeah, but nothing is official until this afternoon.
Right, if he gets hurt. So maybe just a light jog.
The other thing I hate, I don't like this tampering period. I don't like it.
The Jets don't like it either, clearly.
If you're Anthony Barr, how about if the Jets did to Anthony Barr what Anthony Barr just did to the Jets? What about the screaming and yelling that would be coming from the players in the NFL Players Association?
Even the name is odd, isn't it? Legal tampering. It's like jumbo shrimp. Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
No, seriously, folks.
Other NFL moves locally, of course, taking place yesterday, reportedly, to, as Boomer said, be official starting at 4 o'clock today. And among those... Just as the Giants were getting the Twitter world on fire over the Beckham news, of course, the Jets and Le'Veon Bell agreeing reportedly 4 years, $52.5 million, $61 million max, and $35 million guaranteed. Boomer, I know when you look at these numbers.
Take that.
What's that?
It's a 5-hour energy. Take that. I want you to pump it up.
Oh, I gotta step it up
a little bit. Let's go. Yeah, take that.
I'm daunted by all these.
You're on fire right after this.
I'm daunted by all these big numbers
It's great. I think it's awesome. I think it's great that the players are getting paid like this. Don't you, Joey? Don't you think update guys should get paid more too?
No.
No? Yes, they should.
We're good, Boomer.
All right. So what else? What else you got?
All right, so Le'Veon Bell gets that deal, and it was during the Super Bowl this year, Boom, that you were speaking with all-time great Terrell Davis about one Le'Veon Bell.
The amazing thing is that we have a guy like Le'Veon Bell, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure you watch him and you watch how he runs. He has never seen anything like it.
Things that there's no way on God's green earth that I could do.
High praise.
That is high praise. And that's why Le'Veon Bell held out, because he felt like he was worth more than Antonio Brown. He touched the ball over 400 times compared to Antonio Brown touching the ball 100 times.
Did we have Terrell Davis on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
You sure about that?
Bob Dwyer pointing that out.
I did not think so either. Bobby says that's from December of 17.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2 years ago.
Well, there you go. But we're all over it. Seems like everybody's got a little hand in the show this morning, which is good.
Team effort.
Yes.
Team effort. As mentioned, after telling the Jets he was signing with them, Vikings linebacker Anthony Barr remains in Minnesota, or Boomer, as you would prefer, remains in Minnesota.
Yes.
What is going on? 5-year contract worth $67.5 million, $33 million in guarantees. You wonder if after a while these numbers, what do you think, Gio? I get the feeling sometimes when all these numbers are flying around at the same time, like on free agency week, it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other with fans. It's hard to digest, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think a couple days after the fact, you got to go back and look at the names again and the teams again and the contracts again, because we're just moving so
quickly.
All right,
quickly. So here's the deal. Here is the total money given out thus far in contracts, $1.7 billion. Okay, almost $1.8 billion. The total guaranteed money thus far in free agency this year, $743,301,000 total guaranteed at signing. So when the player sits down, he signs his contract, they have guaranteed $376 million thus far. That is unbelievable. That is just crazy.
You realize if you gave our overnight update guy at the Fan, Harris Allen, just 1/10,000th of that, he could eat like a king out in the newsroom more than he already does.
Sure. You're probably right.
We'll catch up next hour on some of the other NFL moves, but basketball-wise, NEC Final, FDU winning at St. Francis, Pennsylvania, 85-76. So they're out of the big dance for head coach Greg Herrenda. And on Pharrell on the Bench on CBS Sports Radio, he was discussing the fact that the home team made a late run, but his team was able to overcome.
We told our team we got to climb to the top, and we've been climbing all year. But you're right, when St. Francis made a run, the building got involved. And then I think that's when Darnell made a few great moves, and then Jaleel at the end of the clock was awesome. He made big threes.
That's Darnell Edge and also Jahlil Jenkins, a couple of the stars for the night. So they're onto the big dance for the second time in 4 years. But Hofstra, on the other hand, their season ends despite the 27 wins. They fall short as the top seed in the Colonial. They lose in Charleston to Northeastern by the score of 82-74. The West Coast Conference final, a stunner. Gonzaga beaten by St. Mary's, their big rival, if you want to call it that, in that league, 60-47. 21-game win streak ends for the Zags. Meanwhile, the Summit League final to North Dakota State, the Horizon to Northern Kentucky, and so they, too, are on to the big dance. St. John's, Rutgers getting started in their conference tournaments today and tonight. Also, Syracuse in the ACC. Also, we have the Knicks losing their seventh in a row.
Perfect.
We'll spend about 3 seconds on that.
No, they're doing a good job, man. They have lost the most games in the league right now in terms of a streak, seven. And Phoenix won last night or the other day. So the Knicks now solidly in first place, in last place.
Right. Getting a firm grip
on
last. So 103-98, they lose at Indiana. Meanwhile, Flames beat the Devils 9-4. They have lost seven in a row. Johnny Gaudreau, a six-point night, 3 goals, 3 assists, and quickly. Spring baseball, Yankees beat the Orioles 8-7. Aaron Judge, a homer. And the Mets beat the Marlins 8-1. Jacob DeGrom, a decent five-inning outing. And Tim Tebow, no surprise, sent to AAA. So let the clock begin, or should I say, Boomer, let the clock begin.
That's right.
On when he's going to join the Mets.
He will be up here all before right. too long. You watch.
Very good, Joey. Thanks, we appreciate that. Joey Waller, Le'Veon Bell to the Jets, Odell Beckham Jr. to the Browns.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.